Here we go.
Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 25. Our drop date is Thursday, June 18th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. Guys, guess who we have this week?
We are excited to have Christine from Southpaw on. Hello and welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Well, this is exciting for us. We had the opportunity to see you walk away with a couple of Josie Music Awards last year when we were there at the show, and excited to say that as of this taping, because they're still announcing some of the categories, you and Southpaw are up for three additional Josie Music Awards: Fans Choice for 2026, Duo Group, Vocalist of the Year for Modern Country Female, and congratulations on that. That's got to feel good.
Thank you. How dare you also forget Actress of the Year in a Music Video.
Oh, my goodness. So four of them, because you're also up for Group of the Year Country. I blew that completely.
Let me tell you, there's almost nothing I hate more than acting in a music video. I can't. Ask my bandmates. I mean, I become a different person on those sets. It's so mortifying to me to act in my own music videos. So to be nominated for that, it's actually such a treat because...
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, we're going to look forward to seeing you. That's all happening in September, folks, and we'll be talking about that as well. But a couple of intriguing things to me as well is when we're reading and talking and getting a feel for what we want to do in the show. I read a line that says your sound is North meets Nashville. Tell me about that.
That sounds about right. So there's no denying that we, the members of Southpaw, it's three of us, Sean Garnhart, Colin McConnell, and myself, Christine Rattleman, and we are all from the tri-state area. My two bandmates grew up in Pennsylvania. I grew up in New Jersey. And we're not afraid to admit that, and we're never going to shed that. You can't get rid of it. However, we love country music, and my bandmates are phenomenal musicians who would rival anyone on the strip in Nashville. So just because we are from the Northeast does not mean we are not country musicians, but there is like this dichotomy of that Northeast edge and what people perceive as Jersey versus Nashville country.
I'm glad you said that. Quarter Peep and I were talking about that before we got started. I say, I'm really interested to feel if there's a little bit of that attitude that comes with it into the music, because us Easterners, we don't back down.
No, we don't back down. And sometimes it's hard when I travel other places as a New Jersey / New Yorker to assimilate.
Yeah.
Wherever I go, because we just do have that. But I think it infuses our music with a little something, especially our harder hitting songs. You'll find in the instrumentation and in the lyrics a little edge that's a little more skewed toward rock. And then combine that with the country slant, and it creates this what we like to call the Southpaw sound.
How did you get involved initially in music? What brought you to the industry?
So all three of us have been musicians our whole lives. Oddly, I've always performed country music, even as a Jersey girl. When I got started, however many years ago, I joined a country band, and I was like the June Carter in this country band. And country music has always been very popular along the coast of New Jersey, the Jersey Shore. That's really what people listen to. That's what's on the radio there. Everyone is line dancing at every bar at the Jersey Shore. So I've always performed that. And even before I became a performer, whenever I would sing, I would naturally have a twang.
Mm-hmm.
And people would comment on that in school because I used to be in the school shows and act in the musicals. And I don't know where that came from, but my family were big musicians. We kind of had a family band. My dad was a great guitarist. His Les Paul guitar, signed by Les Paul, is currently hanging in the Les Paul Museum.
Oh, my goodness.
People can pay to play his guitar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right. Yeah, I met Les Paul when I was a kid.
Oh, very cool.
So, you know, music has just always been in my blood. As far as the country slant, I mean, we just love storytelling. And there's no better genre in which to do that than country music.
Yeah. Oh, no question. And this first one that we've got queued up tells quite a story. Really interested to hear your take on I Do Over. Give us a little bit of the background on this one.
So we were interested in writing a breakup song that kind of captured how you can break up with someone, but still have a lot of love there. Because not every breakup is this tumultuous thing where you despise the person forever. Mm-hmm. That's not always how it is. The love can still remain, especially when there are children involved.
Yeah.
And this was sort of inspired by thinking about divorce. None of us are divorced.
Mm-hmm.
But we are storytellers, and we like to observe humans and tell stories that everyone can relate to. So it was inspired by divorce, but anybody who's been through a breakup can relate to it. I certainly can. I once had a breakup where there was so much love, but I knew we weren't right for each other. And sure, I had to step away and say goodbye. And it's the worst kind of ache, that feeling of having to leave, but there's still a connection there. So the song I Do Over kind of explores that. And it's also catchy, the I Do Over.
It really is.
I love a hook.
The first time seeing that come across as one of the songs that you sent, I said, well, this is going to be interesting. And then when you hear this, oh, this absolutely makes sense. It's fantastic. All right, let's give this one a listen. Southpaw's I Do Over.
Long ago, just 21, time moved so slow, and just having fun was enough for us. We had a love like that. We'd stay up all night, laughing and drinking, no need to speak, we knew what each other was thinking about. We never look back, but so much has changed since then. Can you remember when? You look like Elvis in your black double breast, and I felt like an angel in my mama's dress in that church on that 5th of October. I gave you my heart and I took your name. You promised me you'd be the best man that you could, but that was when you were sober. And we're kidding ourselves if we think we're okay. Time keeps pushing us further away. It kills me to say what I gotta say now, but I mean it like I meant every word, and I vow I do. Honey, I do. I want an I do over. I want an I do over. The kids will be alright after a while, and you'll still be their daddy, even if you were miles away. You'll still see them on your days, and you'll go and find somebody else who can love you much better than I can myself. And you know I always will in some ways. So much has changed since then. Can you remember when? You look like
skinny black double breast, and I felt like an angel in my mama's dress in that shirt on that 5th of October. I gave you my heart and I took your name. You promised me you'd be the best man that you could, but that was when you were sober. And we're kidding ourselves if we think we're okay. Time keeps pushing us further away. It kills me to say what I gotta say now, but I mean it like I meant every word, and I vow I do. Wanted I do over. I wanted I do over. I wanted I do over.
Woo-hoo!
I do over from Southpaw. Christine, I think one of the things that I really enjoy about your music, about Southpaw's music, is it is, in fact, Southpaw's music. You listen to your song. It's not, okay, this is nobody else. I can't compare this to anybody else. You've got a very unique voice, and it's fun to hear that and say, okay, I can identify. And not just the story, not just the song, but you're unique in the way you sing.
You just made my day. Wow. This is my favorite interview ever.
Yay. No, we listen to so many artists, and I love each and every one that's been on the show, but there are some that sound like the one that we talked to this time last year. Yours really stands out. Yes, it's you.
I will say my bandmates are very cognizant of writing music that is suited to my voice. They appreciate that as an instrument. That's my instrument that I bring to the table. And especially my guitarist, Colin, he's always thinking of ways to highlight it, ways to bring out just unique runs that I do, where he thinks ahead and knows, oh, I bet Christine will do this with this word in this phrase.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's a little of that Eastern, we're going to look out for you there. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back right on the other side with Christine Rattleman from Southpaw. We'll be right back.
Sconi Golf Shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Christine Rattleman from Southpaw, and talking a little bit as we went into that break, Christine, about the kind of the creative process and how, as you guys are writing your songs, it's geared toward your voice and where your qualities are. How do the guys look at that? What's it look like when you guys are writing a song?
You know, it can look different ways, because when inspiration strikes, you got to go with it. So recently, for example, my bandmate Colin was taking a long ride from New Jersey to North Carolina, because he lives in North Carolina half the year. And whenever he's driving, he's going to write a song. It's almost guaranteed that on that ride, he's going to write a song. And he came up with a melody and some lyrics on that car ride. And he told me and Sean, guys, I think I have a hit song. And I said, don't say that. You can't sway me. Don't say it's a hit song. I'll decide. This is the East Coast Jersey girl coming out.
There you go.
I'll decide if I think it's a hit song. Let me hear it. And he plays it for me. And I said, this is an absolute hit. You're right. So that was an example of he was struck by inspiration and he wrote a lot of the melody and lyrics on his own and then comes to me and Sean to then collaborate. And then comes the instrumentation and lyric changes and what am I going to do differently with the vocals than what he had maybe anticipated. Sometimes I'm the one who gets struck by inspiration and I come up with a melody and lyrics and bring it to them, or Sean does. It's like this little circle that's always going around. And I think each of us knows each other's talents. It's ingrained by now. We've been playing together for 10 years. So we just know each other's strengths. Yeah. And I think that plays into our songwriting.
Well, and it sounds like that the relationship that you have, it's not as though somebody's going to say, oh, no. We're not going there. It sounds like it is a very collaborative effort.
It's family. Yeah.
Yes. I think this is the only time in my life I've actually been collaborative. In every other job, I'm like, no, I'll do it myself. Just forget it. Just forget it, Pam.
There's the Jersey girl.
Yes. With this, I need them. I can't do it without them. And I would never want to be a solo artist. I have no desire to do that. I need these guys, and it works with this trinity.
That's very interesting and great to hear. You guys are certainly doing the right thing. So give us an idea, a little bit of the backstory on this next one, which is a lot of fun. This is such a fun song. I wanted, and again, this is one of those, I saw the title. I said, what?
Oh,
I want to date your truck.
Guess what? You guys are the first people to hear the real story behind this song.
Oh, can't wait.
This is my first interview about this upcoming single, which is called I Want to Date Your Truck. And it's inspired by a true story where I was on a co-ed softball team, and I thought I had met all the players on this new team, and I'm walking off the field, and all of a sudden pulls up this ridiculously hot blue Ram truck. Gleaming, the dust is flying on the sides of it, and this gentleman comes out of the truck. I didn't even notice the guy. I mean, honestly.
We are friends.
I really didn't. And I said a version of I want to date your truck, but what I said is not radio friendly. So we ended up dating.
Okay. You in the truck or you in the softball player?
Both.
She got a phone.
Oh, God bless him. I shouldn't even say his name. His name was Bill. okay. Yeah, I really just wanted to hang out with that truck. And I had a really good time hanging out with the truck for that summer.
Oh, that is very cool. What a great, great story. I think that one goes up on our quote wall now. Hey, let's not hold back here. Let's let everybody listen to this one. This is Southpaw. I want to date your truck.
I want to date your truck. Well, you rolled up to the ball field kicking up a ton of dirt. Busted out of a dust cloud, filling out a fitted shirt. All the girls were rubbernecking at you, but my eyes were glued to something blue. At the shiny cobalt rig I wanna get into. I wanna date your truck, cause I'm in love with them 20-inch wheels and the big fat grill up front. To hell, I might be damned, but I'm a kipper in a big blue Ram. If you wanna get with me, you gotta give me the key to your truck. After the game, you caught up to me to make a play. But I was circling your Ram like a hunter stalking down her prey. Well, I didn't want to hurt your pride, but I was aching just to get inside. You said, I like your eyes. I said, honey, they match your truck. I want to date your truck, cause I'm in love.
shine. And I was digging our body twice as much as you were digging mine. What you say, honey, about a quick ride? Snatch your keys and dip the driver's side. And a wink in the rearview mirror is how I said goodbye. I wanna date your truck.
Yes. Southpaw, I want to date your truck. And now knowing the backstory and how that plays into all that, it's even more. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Such a fun tune. And I know that's going to be a great one if you guys haven't already. But on stage, that's going to have to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait. We're going to debut that at the end of June.
Fantastic.
I can't wait to play it live.
Fantastic. Got to hear the story on that when that happens too. Hey, we are with Christine Rattleman from Southpaw. We are going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Christine Rattleman, who is the lead singer for Southpaw, which is quickly becoming our favorite band. We want to know, where do people find you? Because I know there's folks that are going to be listening to this show now that are going to say, oh, hey, yeah, I want to date the truck too.
Awesome. Please date the truck and follow us. We're on every streaming platform as Southpaw. And then on social media, every social media platform, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, you name it, Southpaw City. One word, Southpaw City is our handle on all of social media. And you can also go to southpawcity.com, our website, to find out about upcoming shows, buy some merch, and become a citizen of Southpaw.
And it is a wonderful website, folks. Everything you need is right there. And the merch. Yes, the merch is going to make me lighter in the wallet. I know it. So the last one that we've got queued up here, You Are My Moon. And tell us a little bit. You were telling us a little off air as we got started. The way this was recorded and how you had to submit this, because this is the reason that you are up for Vocalist of the Year Modern Country Female.
Oh,
this is absolutely a beautiful tune.
So for the recording of this song, it's so spare. It's just my vocals and the piano and a little bit more, but so much less than any other Southpaw songs. And we wanted to record a live music video of my bandmate, Sean. We call him Squack. Squack and I performing it in a beautiful church, just the two of us. And we did, in fact, record that in December. And that's what I submitted to try to get nominated for Vocalist of the Year for the Josie Music Awards. Yeah. And yeah. I'm happy to say they must have liked it.
Well, and we're going to get to this in a second. You folks, you're just going to, it's absolutely beautiful. But Quarter Peep, I know you've got a question about Squack.
Yeah, where did the name come from?
You know, I can't believe I don't have a good answer to this, because people ask him this all the time. And he doesn't even have a solid origin story to it. I think it came up. It came about in college. He went to Ithaca College in New York. And when I hear him answer, he's sort of like, I don't know, I was just a squackhead.
All right.
Well, he's gonna kill me when he sees this, but that's,
well, tell him he's gonna have to work on a better story, because when we talk to you guys in Nashville in September, we're gonna want a good one behind that.
Absolutely. I'm on it.
All right, folks, You Are My Moon. This is truly one of the most beautiful songs that we've ever had here on Vehicle City Sound, Southpaw.
The stars seem to hang a bit lower than they should for this time of year. And the shadows move a bit slower. That old truck just won't get in gear. The crickets sing the blues. And the creek overflows with tears. 'Cause life just ain't the same when you're not around here. And the time slowly passes, like whiskey through glasses, and a heart breaks alone. But like the setting and rising out there on that horizon, I know you'll be coming home soon. 'Cause I'm your gravity, and you are my moon. The road seems so much longer when you're out there in that rig, and the whiskey hits me stronger when I take each lonesome swig. How the miles just keep on spinning, like a gambler who's winning but always one turn from hitting it big. Yeah, life just ain't the same when you're not around here. And the time slowly passes, like whiskey through glasses, and a heart breaks alone. But like the setting and rising out there on that horizon, I know you'll be coming home.
Yeah, we need the tissues now.
You're the
no,
best.
That is absolutely beautiful, Christine. What a touching song. And again, I say the value of your voice in that piece of music is just amazing.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys. That means so much to me. It was really cool because during the filming of that music video, it was my husband videoing. And that was the first time that he's ever gotten to do that on one of our projects. So I think that helped me deliver a good performance for that video.
Absolutely. Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we so appreciate you being with us on the show tonight. Thank you for taking some time.
It was so great meeting you guys. And I hope we get to clink glasses in Nashville in September. Yes.
I absolutely believe that's going to happen. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Oh, great, yes, great. From Texas, we have Joe James.
We are looking forward to seeing Joe again, Austin Zone. That's going to be a lot of fun. That is a wrap on this evening's show. We want to say one more thank you to Southpaw's Christine Rattleman. Thank you again for being a part of this.
Thank you so much.
All righty, folks. If you know more bands like Southpaw and voices like Christine's who we should have on this show, please drop us a line. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is that email address. And you want to know where we're going to be, when we're going to be down in Nashville, where we're going to be around this area, VehicleCitySound.com is that website. You can get all that information there. We appreciate all the support you folks have given us, the support that you're giving to bands like Southpaw and Christine. And hey, folks, do good things.